Welcome to today's Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington Economic Development Group Executive Director Mary Adia about childcare and workforce updates.
Childcare, ongoing issue, not just in Washington County, but everywhere. What has Wedge kind of been working on lately for that?
Wedge has been pretty actively pursuing collaboration with three different entities, a couple of them here in Washington, and then there's one in Kelowna, Pleasant View. The retirement community would like to do, they're doing an addition right now to their retirement community, but they'd also like to add a child care. So kind of like the UP home has the intergenerational component, they also want to do that too. So we've been in meetings with them about that. So we've got our fingers crossed because that could be a really nice facility. In Ainsworth, as you know, Little Ducklings Daycare is in there and going strong. Their grant came through, so they're able to expand their capacity a bit as well. So that's been super helpful. But yeah, there's established businesses here that would like to pursue childcare. But the biggest thing, Sam, is finding people to work at those facilities. We just got to do something here in Iowa about paying our child care providers better and getting better benefits. So one of the things we'd like to do is start working with our local industries, see if we can come up with some collaborative ideas on how to compensate our workforce better, especially in the child care arena, because I think that's one of the biggest issues. So yeah, we're working on it.
It all comes back to the economic part of Wedge, obviously, is important. So what is there to share right now as far as any business updates?
Yeah, so business updates. We have been meeting with the Chamber, the Main Street, and City. We call it our Washington Business Partnership. So now we're trying to do monthly meetings because there are so many business changes going on in this area. People wanting to expand or sell their business or move into town. So finally, Michelle got us all together, kind of like, I don't know, put us together in a meeting, and we came up with a shared spreadsheet of all the businesses that are moving and changing in that area. So we're kind of trying to keep a pulse on what's happening and then maybe share resources or what we know might be coming available. So I think we came up with like 50 different business changes that are probably going on in Washington. You know, and even just walking around the square, you could tell there's so many changes. You know, with even like KCTC, they're going to be moving into their new building shortly. Just so much happening. We don't have enough time, Sam, to discuss everything. But that's part of the thing with this business partnership is we're just trying to get everybody on the same page, literally, to track what's going on. There's also been a big motivator to come together for a Destination Iowa grant. And you can Google that as well if anybody wants more information. But it was surrounding a tourism grant for our area where they're encouraging communities to draw more people to Iowa for tourism. The governor came up with $100 million to help promote this. So different communities in our area are starting to come up with ideas. Now, the application period did open May 9th, but it's a rolling application period, and they will take applications till the end of the year. But there's some big money involved around that. I have a feeling Field of Dreams will get a chunk of that. But, you know, we're still going to put our hat in the ring, so to speak, in a number of different areas here in Washington County. Stay tuned for that. Some of those grants applications will come a little bit later from some of our entities, but a lot of exciting stuff going on in that arena as well. Workforce is a big issue, and I know people have had issues trying to hire people because of the Great Resignation. Well, the latest buzzword I just heard this morning on CNBC was the Great Application. Because here's what's happening. With the CPI, the Consumer Price Index, going up to like 8.3% now, inflation going up, gas prices going up, and interest rates going up, all of a sudden, companies are starting to slow down a little bit and pull back, and there's starting to be layoffs. So now, instead of the Great Resignation, it's going to become the Great Application, where people, once they get laid off, are going to start applying for jobs. So it's kind of like that big workforce pendulum continues to swing back and forth. So first we couldn't find enough people, and now workforce is going to be starting to look for more jobs as far as the individual workers. So now they're calling it the Great Application. So for those of you having issues finding workforce, that might be changing soon, so stay tuned.
That was today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington Economic Development Group Executive Director Mary Audia about childcare and workforce updates. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.